Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pavlin here, and welcome to episode 545 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from David.
Hey, Pat. How are you doing? My name is David Hamill, and I'm a huge, huge fan of the work that you do. Thank you so much for it. I have built so far two successful brick and mortar businesses, both in the mental health care industries. And I want to move on from there because I'm just trading time for money that way, as you know. So my question that I have for you is about platforms. I have a ton of really, really exciting ideas. I know I can't do them all at once, but it's fantastic to have them. So I want to get started with them, and I really want to get my foundations right. I want to get the platform that I build all this from correct. So with my brick and mortar businesses, I've used Weebly to design and run the websites for them, and it's been very, very successful for that. I mean, they've got a ton of features, everything that I have needed and everything that I would think I'd possibly need. They've got blogs, they've got feed readers, they've got e-commerce, all that kind of stuff. However, everything I read says that you really need WordPress, if you want a long-term online business. I'm prepared to do that. I don't know anything about WordPress, so I'll have to teach myself that. But really, I suppose my question to you is that what you would recommend? Would you strongly recommend using WordPress? Or could you use a different builder like Weebly? Or is there something else that you would recommend? I'm hoping, I suppose, that you would convince me that one of these options is definitely the way to go. And once I'm convinced, then I'll be able to put my full energy into building it that way. So thank you for that, Pat. I hope you get to answer the question. If not, no worries. And if you want to connect with me, the best way, I think, is on Twitter. It's at Mindful Meanings. Thank you.
Hey, David, what's up? Thanks so much for the question today. This is interesting because as much as I normally recommend WordPress, some of you might be listening to this and might be like, what's he about to say? Because of the fact that you have Weebly experience already and they have what you need in terms of a blog and setting up things, it sounds like. I don't know much about Weebly, but because you know that platform already, that's what I would recommend for you. Because, and again, there's a lot to this question, right? Like, I don't know exactly what it is you're trying to do next or how it might relate to what you're already doing and that sort of stuff. But the reason I say Weebly is because you have that experience already. The reason that I would normally recommend WordPress is because it's the easiest one that I feel to get started on. And here's why I say that. Out of all the different platforms out there, by far, WordPress is the one that is talked about the most. There's the most help available. There are companies out there that serve people who are on WordPress specifically, like WP Curve and many others, plus all the support documentation, all the videos on YouTube, all those sorts of things. WordPress is at the top of when it comes to this sort of platform building situation, plus all the plugins that are available and that sort of thing. The customization options are definitely there. And it gives you also not just a great way to start, but a lot of room to grow too. That's the only thing that I would kind of hesitate with in terms of these other platforms. And again, I don't know them very well. There's Weebly, Wix, Squarespace, and all these other ones. You know, they're great, especially for starting out in the drag and drop capabilities. A lot of people who are afraid of technology like these other platforms because of how easy it is to set up. But then you're sort of limited in terms of growth and what it is that you can do with it. That's why a lot of these plugins that are available, you know, Lead Pages, for example, or the Smart Podcast Player and several others. Well, Lead Pages, you don't necessarily need WordPress, but there's a WordPress plugin specifically for it to make it easier to implement and use on your own website and all that sort of stuff. A lot of other email capture tool plugins, you know, AppSumo, for example, or sumome.com. These are the, like, a lot of builders and developers are building specifically on WordPress because, not just because there's a load of people using WordPress websites, but because it offers the best, the easiest capability to create custom solutions for, I feel. As you know, and this is as opposed to hiring somebody straight out to create a website from scratch. That's why we use these platforms, because they're available. But again, David, for you specifically, my question to you would be, before you make a decision, would be, well, what is it that you want to do? What's your ultimate goal here? And can you do that using Weebly? If you can, then it might not be worth trying to relearn another entire platform. And so I would just consider, what are the things that you want to get out of the site? Not just what is the purpose of it, but what kind of features would you like to have? And then you might want to do a comparison between, well, Weebly and then WordPress in terms of what's possible. And if you have any follow-up questions on this, use the hashtag AskPat545 in terms of, you know, WordPress versus Weebly versus Wix versus Squarespace. I know there's a number of people in the audience who actually use Squarespace, and, you know, they seem to be advertised in a lot of other podcasts and whatnot. But I still, for the beginner, recommend WordPress, and there's a lot of other themes that make it very easy for people to sort of wrap around their content in terms of the skin. You know, the skin, the design of the website can easily be changed with just a few clicks of a button, which they can be done on other platforms too. Really, again, the big major underlying thought here is just know what you want to get out of it and know what you want it to do, and then have the platform, you know, then you could pick the platform from there. So, David, thank you so much for the question. If anybody else out there has any experience with any of these other platforms, or perhaps you've migrated from one to another, or you've tried exploring these options before, I'm sure David and everybody else out there who's listening would love your thoughts as well. So use the hashtag AskPat545 on Twitter, and we can continue this discussion there. So, David, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. And we're going to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And best of luck to you. For those of you who are listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to AskPat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And as always, here's a quote to finish off the day. And this quote is by William Durant. He said, "Forget past mistakes. Forget failures. Forget everything except what you are going to do now, and do it." Great message to start the week. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you all in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.